Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. AAA Alabama spokesman Clay Ingram is predicting that this will be the summer of $4 a gallon gasoline.
We're starting the year off higher than we've ever started it before, with a state average of $3.48 today. So we're really not too far away, unfortunately, from that $4 mark. So it certainly looks like there's a very good chance that we will set an all-time record and break the previous record of $4.05 a gallon that we saw in September of 2008.
Ingram says the current spike in gasoline prices is very unusual because gas demand is at a 10-year low. A casino developer who pleaded guilty to bribery testified he promised to give $100,000 in campaign contributions to one state senator and offered support from country music stars to another senator to get their votes for pro-gambling legislation. Country Crossing developer Ron Gilley testified today in federal court in Montgomery. Gilley is in his second day of testimony in Alabama's gambling corruption trial. An effort is underway to repeal the 61% pay raise legislators voted themselves in 2007. WVAS News reporter Marcus Hiles is following a set of bills in the Senate that would not only repeal the increase, but would change the method by which legislators are compensated.
Three bills engineered to revamp the way legislators are paid went before the Senate Constitution, Campaign Finance, Ethics, and Elections Committee this week. State Senator Brian Taylor chairs that committee. He is also among those in the charge to rescind the raise legislators gave themselves 5 years ago. A bill Taylor is sponsoring himself would use the median household income in Alabama as the measuring stick for where legislators' compensation should be set. There was some discussion in last year's session to make a repeal attempt, but not enough support materialized. Senator Taylor believes this year is different. The bills before his committee were carried over until next week. For WVAS News, I'm Marcus Hiles.
The man who heads Alabama's prison system warned legislators Wednesday that he would be forced to release almost 13,000 inmates if the agency's budget is chopped by 25%. Corrections Commissioner Kim Thomas said the department would also have to lay off more than 1,600 employees, or about 40% of the staff. State Representative Joe Barton of Mobile, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, said lawmakers will find ways to prevent the mass release of inmates. In other news, sheriff officials are investigating the slaying of a woman found with gunshot wounds in an Elmore County home. Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin tells the Montgomery Advertiser that 20-year-old Anna Cardwell died Wednesday morning. He said Cardwell lived in a home she shared with her parents on Hickory Drive in the Flatwood community. Franklin said Cardwell's car was stolen from the scene. He said investigators believe that whoever killed Cardwell took the time to get her keys from inside the house and then take her car. He said investigators were interviewing her friends to see whether they could piece together what might have happened. Legal notices would be available both online and in the local newspaper under a measure approved today by the Alabama Senate. Municipalities and government bodies worried about the cost of publishing legal notices in newspapers had sought to be allowed to post them all on the internet under a bill that never made it out of the Senate last year. The Alabama Press Association had argued that millions of Alabamians had no access to internet and would miss out on the notices. Bill sponsor Senator Cam Ward, a Republican from Alabaster, says his proposal is a compromise. It would require newspapers to charge cities their lowest commercial advertising rate and post all the notices online for free. The bill now goes to the Alabama House. Voters in Montgomery County have an opportunity to question candidates vying for local offices ranging from district court to the school board. A candidates forum will be held this evening at the Cleveland Avenue YMCA. The Reverend Ronnie Washington said one of the key issues looming in the March primary will be voter ID laws.
There are a lot of laws that have been passed that may be those persons who are running indirectly will have something to do with voter registration. When you talk about the probate judge, voter registration and voter ID, those kind of things that affect particularly what appears to be our community.
Reverend Washington serves as the chairman of the Community Development Corporation. The candidates' open forum starts at 6:30 p.m. at the Cleveland Avenue YMCA. Expect a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon with your highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with your lows in the upper 40s. Friday, partly cloudy skies in the morning, then expect a 20% chance of rain with your highs in the upper 60s. Friday night, cloudy skies once again, a slight chance of rain in the evening and after midnight with your lows in the lower 50s. On your Saturday, expect a 100% chance of rain, thunderstorms in your highs in the mid-60s. Saturday night, look for a 70% chance of rain showers and your lows in the mid-40s. Also, looking ahead to your Sunday, expect partly cloudy skies, cooler temperatures, and your highs in the mid-50s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.